Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 71, Modeling, by Steve Pavlina of StevePavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Mollick, as always, and today we have another post from Steve Pavlina, who starting tomorrow is doing an unusual experiment. Now, all of his experiments are pretty unusual, but this one is probably stranger than the rest. He's decided to visit Disneyland for 30 days straight, starting tomorrow. So if you're going to Disneyland in the next 30 days, you might just see him there. I give him a lot of credit because one full day at Disneyland for me is kind of insane. There's just so many people, there's so many crowds, and it's expensive. I give him a lot of credit for being able to go for 30 days straight. My goodness. Steve, I hope you're still sane at the end of this month. Now, this past Friday, I had the benefit of being able to speak to many of you, or, well, I guess, e-communicate with many of you via the reddit.com AMA. Thank you so much for those of you that were able to join me, ask me your questions. I loved being able to give you that kind of interaction and respond right away to any of your questions and concerns. I definitely think it was super successful, and I want to thank Rachel Gonzalez of reddit.com for setting that up. And now for today's inspiring quote. It is never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot. Before we get into today's post, really quickly, I want to remind you that we give away books every month to random people on our mailing list. The next drawing is in just 8 days, so if you want to be entered into that and also show some support for this podcast, come by oldpodcast.com and join our mailing list. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. If you want a faster way to join, just text the word Batman, my favorite superhero Batman, to the number 44222. And that's it for now. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Modeling by Steve Pavlina of StevePavlina.com. One of the most effective concepts in personal development is modeling. Modeling simply means that you find someone who's already getting the results you want in some area, learn what they did to get those results, and then basically just do the same thing. It's a lot like following a recipe to recreate a meal. As an example, years ago I met a man who had gone from earning $40,000 a year to earning $400,000 a year over a period of 2 years. I asked him how he did it, and he told me. One of his main ideas was to find out what has made you money in the past and do more of it. Then find out what has lost you money in the past and do less of it. But as brain dead simple as this idea sounds, I found that it worked really well when I looked for ways to apply it, and I doubled my income in about 6 months. For example, I discovered that releasing products made me money, but developing products didn't generate income at all. So I found a way to release new products faster. Simple idea, but very effective. But something I found helpful is that the reverse concept works pretty well too. If you find someone who isn't getting the results you want in a particular area, don't take their advice. This is an overgeneralization, of course, but I find that more often than not, it's pretty accurate. Why would anyone buy a diet book with a picture of an overweight doctor on the cover? Isn't that sort of like signing up for a martial arts class taught by a white belt? I read that the autopsy done on Dr. Atkins, of the popular Atkins diet, revealed that he was obese and that his arteries were clogged with plaque. And Dr. Phil? Well, he doesn't look too fit to me either, but he tries hard to add credibility to his diet by showcasing extremely overweight people who are given tons of leverage to lose weight. Virtually anyone can lose weight with leverage of national TV behind them. Other fitness books like Bill Phillips' Body for Life and Dr. Scott Connolly's Body RX are at least written by people who appear to be in good physical condition. One comment in particular that I loved reading in Connolly's book was a challenge for all the other diet doctors to appear next to him in a bathing suit. Why not? Of course, you can't determine health just by physical looks. Brian Maxwell, the founder of Power Bar and a former world-class marathoner, died of a heart attack earlier this year at age 51. So maybe you don't want to follow in his footsteps either. While it seems logical that just about anyone could potentially provide valuable advice on any subject, the problem is advice that often sounds good just doesn't prove effective in the real world. This is why modeling can save you a lot of time. The person who's currently getting the results you want has probably already tried and discarded many strategies that don't work. And they've obviously found at least one strategy that does work, at least for them, so their ideas have already passed the reality test. On the other hand, be careful not to get trapped into the situation of continually seeking advice from people who aren't getting the results you want. For example, I often see single people who are looking to marry ask other single people for advice on how to attract a future spouse. And these people get lots of well-meaning advice that simply won't work. If you're single and want to get married, then the best people to ask about how to do it are happily married people. Duh. And most likely, you'll find their advice very different than that of perpetual singles. This is a really simple concept, but it's amazing how few people take the time to apply it. Is there some area in your life right now where you want to start getting better results? Can you find one person who has already gotten those results and spend a few minutes asking that person how he or she did it? Or maybe find a book written by an author who had achieved those results. Then, just by taking the same actions, almost blindly and brainlessly, you stand a good chance of getting those results for yourself. Modeling. It's not just for models. You just listened to the post titled, Modeling, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Modeling has actually been substantiated by quite a bit of research. For example, we found from lots and lots of studies that people who hang out with others that tend to eat a lot will also tend to eat a lot. If you hang out with people that are active, that tend to watch their portions, chances are you'll follow in their footsteps too, which is all this concept of modeling. Now, at the same time, we don't want to be completely brainless and be like a lemming where somebody's doing something really extreme that worked for them and we kind of just follow along. That may not suit our bodies the best and it may cause problems for us. So if somebody's doing something extreme, and it doesn't quite seem to fit your lifestyle or it seems too dangerous, you may not want to model them per se. But if what they're doing seems relatively safe, it seems like it would suit you, it seems like something you're interested in, give it a shot. It's possible it may just work for you. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, you can be entered to win books every single month if you're part of our free weekly newsletter. The next drawing is about a week or so away, so it's best to get in before that. And you can join really quickly by texting the word BATMAN to number 44222. or just visit us online at oldpodcast.com, and you can enter your email address there. Thank you in advance for doing that. It really shows us how supportive you are of our shows. All right, that's it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great Monday. Have a great start to your week, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.